Again, I'm just reading what it says here. Okay, I wouldn't have written this myself. It's original thoughts.
I'm not Maral. Sure about that.
No, I'm sure about that. It's Maral's, it's Gemara's. Let's see what it says. Chazal Oymi. Chazal say. Shibem Ma'amad Matan Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. In Ma'amad Har Sinai, Ma'amad Matan Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kof Aleim Har Kegigis. Whatever it means, the translation of the words is that he HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mountain over Klal Yisrael like a bucket. In other words, and he said to them, if you accept the Torah, all's good. If you don't accept the Torah, so we'll just lower the mountain. And pretty scary. The question is asked though, Madua Yotzorich Lekapos Aleim Har Kegigis. Why would the Klal Yisrael need to have this process of coercion to accept the Torah? Kulam Posku V'Onu Ke'echot Nase V'Nishma. The whole Klal Yisrael said together, it says, Vayanu Kulam B'Yachad Nase V'Nishma. Everybody said together, we're ready to go. Nase, we're going to do whatever you want. V'Nishma. And then before they even heard what was expected of them, they accepted the Torah. So why do they need to be forced into accepting the Torah? Doesn't make any sense. Hey, are you mukhonim lekabel et haTorah? Give it to us. We're ready. V'im kein madu ayotzorik liyistamesh bekfiyah? Why did we need to force them? Now again, I'm going to say over Maralia. I'm just saying it over, translating it. I don't understand it so well, but I'm saying it over. V'inei. Hamaral Mevayer al pi medrash. Remember, we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, some kind of a relationship, a marriage type of relationship. The Maharal explains al pi medrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo loses lekesher nisuin zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give this marriage relationship toikef. If you look in Parshas Devarim, Parshas Kisaitse, it says there, V'im basode yimtzoho ish esanaro, right? If the man found this girl in the field and he forced her, what's the end of the pasuk? Lo yuchal eshalcha kol yomo. And we force him to marry that girl and he's never allowed to divorce her. If a man rapes a woman...
Understood. It's a wonderful situation.
I don't know. I've always wondered, like, what does the girl feel in that relationship? But you have to understand, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Tav lemeitav tandu, melemeitav amasov. Back then, even today, I don't know, today things are different. Democracy, women's rights and all that. But back then, you know, women getting married was a big thing. You know, at least
otherwise
she's married.
He's starved.
Yeah, whatever. So, at least let's put it this way. If he didn't marry her, nobody was going to marry her. Because she's...
tainted.
She's tainted the goods. It's not her fault. She didn't do anything. But that's the Metzias. So we force him to marry her. How that relationship ever develops into something meaningful, so we see by and I'm digressing here a bit, but we do see something interesting by Shechem ben Hamor. It says he took Dina by force, and it says there in Chazal that Vayikhu is Dina mi beis Shechem vayetzeyu. It says they had to drag Dina out of that house. What does Chazal say over there? Chazal say that the person who makes the woman into a kli, look at Chazal over there, the Gemaras, the person who has the first relationship with a woman, the person who makes her into a kli to bear children, that creates a unique connection from the woman to that man, and it'll always remain. So we have to explain the you know, to try to get an understanding of Leyucha Leshalcha Kol Morav, that's the only way I can understand it. That even though it was against her will, but somehow she feels that connection to him, which eventually could develop into a true loving relationship, I guess.
Codependency.
Again, we're so far removed today from Ikfasa de Mashiach, we're down to the hill, Akev, Ikfasa de Mashiach. We're such a superficial generation, you know, looking for quick fixes and we're so far removed from the depth of the relationships and the emotional aspects of the relationship. Today we're fragile, we're so fragile. You know, the hill, if you take a hammer and you bang somebody on the heel, you're not going to feel it.
You're
not going to feel it. No, the heel, the bottom of the heel, yeah, it's hard skin. That. Yeah, but it's not like you bang somebody on his knee or something. The heels are hard. But if you take a feather and you tickle somebody on the heel, they're gonna go crazy. It used to be a form of torture, I think. So that's our generation. Back then, things were different, I guess. Okay, so again, I'm saying this again. Maharal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give this marriage a status of where there's no return. Lo yuchal leshalcha kol yomov. That he's not allowed to send this woman out kol yomov forever. Says there by the rapist, right? A man who violates a woman, he has to marry her, and he's not allowed to send her, he's not allowed to divorce her for the rest of his life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give this relationship a similar thing, therefore he forced it. He forced the relationship by Klal Yisrael. Kof aleihem har kegigis. I'm saying over what it says here. Exactly what it means. We need to give it some thought. It needs a lot of thought. Kashem she'o oines eino yochol leshaleach itzadun l'susoi. The same way that the rapist is not allowed to divorce his wife forever. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu kof aleihem har kegigis. In a similar vein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to accept the Torah by putting the mountain on top of them. Am Yisrael nase kaviyochol anususo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael became kaviyochol the violated party in such a situation. Veshuva, the forced party, right? Veshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu enu yochol leshalchol me'al ponov kol yom. Gam bizman goluseinu, even during the worst golus, like potar oison HaKadosh Baruch Hu beget pituria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't throw us out. He couldn't. Elo nechshavnu ke'isho sheholach do lemdinat hayom. We considered more like a woman whose husband went on a long travel overseas. He's gone, but he hasn't deserted her. He's very much connected to her. He's going to write her a letter. He's, you know, one day he's going to come back to her. One day he's planning to come back. Tommy niye amtsugulo. We are always going to be the amtsugulo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tomid netzape liYeshua, we're always going to yearn for that Yeshua, shebo yechadesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitchomenu kekedem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to renew our lives kekedem, like the previous days where we felt that kesher, the Beit HaMikdash, the Nisim. You see, Moisef HaMaharal Levayer, she'oy nezeh lo nasi be'iyum, kifi she'adovar muvan kepshutoy. Maharal says, this wasn't a forcing at gunpoint. It doesn't mean kofaleim harkegiz that you put the mountain on top of them and say and threaten to drop it on them. That's not what it means, says the Mara. Elo shemamad har Sinai hoyoko nizgov. The whole mamad har Sinai, the whole experience, what they call in English, the Sinai experience, right? The Sinai experience was such an incredibly elevated experience. Meroimam v'golui la'ayin was exalted and visible to the eye. Klal Yisrael saw things over there that nobody ever saw. Ma'amad sheboy achosen gilo es elyonusoy v'es mashu yochol ases b'mitzrayim b'kriyat yamsuf b'ma'amad ha'sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put out all his guns, as it says, right? He showed Klal Yisrael a glimpse of what he can do, right? Nisim in Mitzrayim, right? Fireballs falling, ice and fire falling out of the heavens, right? Like we talk about it, very nice. Makas Borod, you know, very nice. Falls on the ground, explodes into a fireball. Sounds like a nice fantasy movie, right? The whole rivers, you know what the Nile River was? The Nile River still is. Huge rivers, right? Imagine the Hudson River, right? A huge river running through the New York, man. And suddenly,
how about the Mississippi? Lads, the Mississippi,
whatever it is. Imagine, it's like, you can't imagine. Like, Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is just playing around with nature a little bit. There's nothing. Kriyas Yamsuf. We know the what we say in the Agoda. If there were 10 Nisim in Mitzrayim, so there were 50 on the Yam. If there were 50, then there were 250. There were the Nisim, Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Got no idea, right? Ma'amad Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down, Kavi Yochel, onto the har. We see it. Klal Yisrael ro'u giluyim noiroyim. Klal Yisrael saw. It says, Mashiro shifcho al ayom. Loiro Yecheskel ben Buzi. Who is Yecheskel ben Buzi? We read the Aftoira on Shavuos of the Ma'aseh Merkava. That's Yecheskel ben Buzi, right? He had a vision. Yecheskel ben Buzi had a vision of how things work up there. The Malachim, the flapping angels with their, says that they had Srofim Omdi Mimalo, Sheish Kinofayim, he had six wings and this and that. That's nothing. Kids play. Klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Yamsuf, they saw the real thing. They saw the Gilui of not the Malach, they saw the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. You can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but whatever he showed them, right? Klal Yisrael ro Giluyim Noiroyim. They saw incredible Giluyim, right? Atzumim v'nizgovim, exalted, elevated, ad ma'oid, ad shem lo yuchlu shlo yehaskim l'nisuyim. What they saw created this, that was the coercion in a way. I'll show you something, and once you've seen this, there's going to be no turning back. You will never ever want to leave go of this. They saw spiritual. I don't want to say what they saw, because I don't know what they saw, but I'm saying Kodesh Baruch Hu showed them so much that there was no turning back from that point. That's the Kof Alem Har Kegigis, Ma'amad Har Sinai itself. The experience was the forcing. That showing them what they saw gave them no choice but to run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gilo es atzmoy begilu ishlo hoyo kamoysoy. He revealed himself in a way that he had never been revealed in the world before. Ukfi shenemar nivku elyoinim v'tachtoinim v'roo shu yechidi. The lower worlds and the upper worlds split. Nifku, they separated, they opened up. Vero, Klal Yisrael saw Shehu Yechidi. They saw the oneness, whatever. Again, I don't, what they saw, I can't tell you. But they saw Shehu Yechidi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yochid. There's nothing else in the world but Kodesh Baruch Hu. They saw that. Hashem hoitzi oisomi memtes sharei tumo v'toich memtes yoim hem igiu lememtes sharei kedusha. They were at the lowest of the low, 49th level of tumah, right? At the border, right? At the edge of the cliff. Had they gone over the edge, too late. Kodesh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, and within 49 days, right? From Yetziat Mitzrayim, we count the Sfiras HaOmer, 49 days till Shavuos. Within 49 days, not only they went up the 49 levels from down there to zero, but they went up. Every day they lost a level of Tumah and they gained a level of Kedusha. So, Toich Memtes Yoime Migiu Lememtes Shari Kedusha. They reached the highest level possible. Lemadregas Odom Orishon Koidem Achet. They reached the level of Madregas Odom Orishon Koidem Achet. We can say the word, we have no musag what it means, right? They were like totally drunk with Avas Hashem, right? They were just give it to me already. They were totally taken. There was no, that's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them.
So the levels of Tumah have nothing to do with the levels of Kedusha.
I'm not saying I have nothing to do with it.
Well, because what you're saying is, if you were to go up a level of Kedusha, you'd basically just go up two levels of Tumah. If they were together.
I understand what you're saying. I don't know how it works. It could be by going up a level of Kedusha, you lose a level of Tumah. I don't know how it works.
But I'm just saying, if you did, if that were the case, then you'd just go up two levels.
No, let me tell you the difference. He has a zero line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got 49 level down and 49 levels up.
Correct.
It's either like this or like this.
Right. So what you're saying is, every day they went up two levels. So they went from 49 to 47. Then they went from 47 to 45. So they got, within 49 days, they got to 49 levels up. I'm saying no. We had baggage, right? We had filthy baggage, 49 packets of dirty baggage on our backs, okay? The only way to get rid of that baggage is to start filling ourselves with Kedusha. So every level that we moved up, on the 49 levels, one of those bags dropped off. That's where I see it. It's different. There's a difference. Because otherwise you have to work up those 49 levels of Tumah first before you can start going up the... I'm saying that the way to get rid of the 49 levels of Tumah is by going up the 49 levels of Kedusha. The one does the other. That's the way I understand it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. That's the way I understand it.
So they do work together. They
work together differently, to not just two at a time. It's by gaining one that you lose one. By pushing up a level of Kedusha, you lose a level of Tumah.
By starting to keep kosher, you don't eat treif. You have to stop eating treif, eat nothing, and then eat kosher. You stop eating treif, start eating kosher, you've basically done two things in one action.
Mm-hmm. Need to think about that, but yeah, sounds right. Need to think about that. Okay, where we up to? So again, uvematzav ze hemayu shikoyrim me'avas Hashem. They were sold. They were sold. They were drunk with avas Hashem. Again, how does what's the makeup of a human being? The makeup of a human being is what keeps it alive, what keeps it going is the neshama, the chelek elokam imal that's inside. The body's just, you know, we need to eat, we need to do all those things. So sometimes we get too involved in the eating and the earthly things. But ultimately, what gives us our drive, what gives us our connection, what gives us our life, our simcha, everything comes from the neshama. Right? So if the neshama gets that giloy of Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it means, I don't know what it means, because we haven't seen it ourselves, we're far away from such a concept. There's no Bechira after that. Like, there's no choice anymore. You've seen everything. When it says when Mashiach comes, before Mashiach comes, all the tzaddikim, the gedolim, are going to be scrambling to learn as much Torah as possible. Because once he comes, the gilui is going to be so great that it's not going to be bechira anymore. There's not going to be any bechira anymore, because there's no choice. When the Shekhinah fills the world, when the presence of Hashem is there, there's no chokhmah to learn the whole day. There's nothing. You don't want to do anything else. All you want to do is connect him. You want to be with him the whole time. That's what happened over there. There was no choice. They saw everything. There was no choice but to go into that relationship and to run after it in a way a drunken person runs after his mashke. I don't know what that means. Chazal mevarim es haposuk. Chazal explained the posuk, right? Heviyani el beis hayayim. bring me into the base hayayin, right, the wine house, lemartef hagodol shel yayin, right, into the big cellar of wine, ze Sinai. Chazal say in Bamidbar, in Medrash Rabbah, that's referring to Sinai, the Sinai experience, right? The matzav ze en efsharus shel bechira. There's no bechira left. Once a person has seen what they saw, there's no bechira. En gam yecholes shiput. You don't have a. It's like a drunk person. You know, he. By him, it's not a question of if he's going to drink or not at that point. It's going to be how much he's going to drink and which bottle he's going to drink. You know, he's lost his sense of being able to judge what's good for him, what's not good for him. Same thing, but Klal Yisrael, they were forced into it. They saw it all. They were drunk with Avas Hashem. They saw the Gilui. They couldn't. There was no choice anymore. There was no Bechira anymore. That's what it means. Kofaleim Harkegigis. That's what the Maharal says. Again, we have to understand it at our level. These are deep musogim. Klal Yisrael rotsu acharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich avo azo. They ran after HaKadosh Baruch Hu with incredible love. They had no desire at all to return to their low levels. Hakodemes. Toich kedei shiabud gufani veruchani. They were sold. In a nutshell, they were sold.
First they were asked. First they said, "Last of initial." At first they said, "We can accept." So I don't see how it works together. Force.
Well, that's, you missed the question. We started off exactly with that question. It's a good question. The look here. If you accept the Torah, fine. If not, Shom take you v'ratchem. Nishelas hashayla, madua ho yotzorach lekafot aleim harkegigis. Hare kulam poschu v'onu ha'nase v'nishma. That's the question we're addressing here. That's exactly the question we're addressing here. Why did we need to be forced? The answer is we weren't forced.
Gravity.
I know, but it's depressing.
Because of our desire, because of what we said, and the Malachim said, "Mi golo roze lebonai." Who revealed the secret? Nasev and Nishma to Klal Yisrael, because we threw ourselves into it and said, "We're with you. We're going after you." When all the other nations said, "No, not for us," we said, "We're doing it. We don't even know what it says. We don't want to know what it says. We're in." Because Baruch said, "You're in. Let's go." That's how we were zoiche. That's how we got to the level that where the Kosh Baruch Hu could reveal it to us.
Like necessarily a. I don't want to say negative, but it was fully positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why do we, I've heard that on Purim, we accepted the Torah afterwards with our will. Why did that need to happen? This is just...
It's a good question. I have to think about how that fits into to this piece. Yeah, he's bringing out a specific, there's a theme that he's working through here with the Maharal, and that's the theme of how the relationship of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in a marriage type of relationship, how that developed. So it's fitting it into that. Your question is more about, you know, Kabbalah Satoira Me'ava, Kabbalah Satoira Mirotso. It's a good question. It's a good question. I need to think about that. I need to how that works together here. Shkoyach, Raboisa.
Shkoyach to you.
It's like a doctor. A doctor and a sick person. You're sick. You go to the doctor and says,